礼节美语。
公司主管 Andy 向销售部门的 Sarah 和 James 介绍咨询顾问 Monica。 Andy 说，
Both of you are among our company's top salespeople, but we can always improve, right? I'd like you to meet Monica Wolf. Monica is a business consultant specializing in body language.
Hello, Sarah. Hello, James. It's great to be here.
Hello, Monica. You know, I've never really considered how body language affects business.
I read a book about body language once, but the book mainly discussed how using proper body language can help you get a date.
Monica 是商业咨询师
Business consultant
专长研究
Body language
肢体语言。大家相互认识后， Sarah 说她从没觉得肢体语言会对生意有什么影响。 James 也说他倒是读过一本关于肢体语言的书，但那是教读者如何
Get a date
找到约会的对象。Date 作为名词可以指约会，也可以指跟你约会的那个人。 Monica 听后说，
well, Actually, if you think about it, each time you meet a client, you're asking them to trust you. It's the same idea when you like someone. You have to make them trust you before they can fall in love with you.
You might not think consciously about it, but...Body language accounts for more than 50% of the message that you're trying to get across.
Andy's right. Once you've mastered basic body language skills, you'll be surprised at how much more effective you'll be. Let's take the first point, posture. If you walk into a room with your stomach in, your chest out, your shoulders back, and your head high, each one of these signals sends a message saying,I'm in command of this situation. You can trust me.
Monica 说，争取客户和追求爱人其实差不多，都得先让对方信任你才行。Andy 补充说，一个人在交流过程中想要传达给对方的信息，有一半以上靠的是肢体语言。
To get something across.
是把意思传达给对方，比如说，
I was only trying to get my point across.
我只不过是想把我的看法告诉你。莫妮卡说，能熟练使用肢体语言也会对工作有很多帮助。首先是体态，走进房间时要收腹、挺胸、抬头，这就等于是在说，一切都在我的控制之下，你们可以相信我。 Andy 接着说，
When I was hiring salespeople, there were several that didn't make